The governor says he's been pushing for the lower limit for more than a decade and is deeply disappointed by the Senate's failure to act.
It really is a tragedy if we do not take an act that not only will further public safety, but will also bring federal dollars to Wisconsin.
The executive director of Mothers Against Drunk Driving is outraged. Carrie Kennard says the state chapter of MAD called the governor's office to urge action.
We are absolutely appalled by the lack of concern for public safety and taxpayer dollars exhibited by the Senate.
According to federal statistics, drunk driving accidents kill about 300 people a year in Wisconsin. It's estimated 24 lives each year would be saved with the .08 limit. 40 other states have lowered the legal blood alcohol limits for drivers to .08.
.08 is the 175-pound man having four drinks in an hour. Now, I don't want that person coming down the road on the other side of a road that my family's driving on.
But many lawmakers say they oppose the .08 limit, calling it federal blackmail, because if the state does not lower its blood alcohol limit by July 15th, Wisconsin will lose nearly $3 million in federal highway funding. Democratic Senator John Erpenbach is among those who oppose the quid pro quo.
If we want to deal with the issue of drunk driving, let's deal with that issue of drunk driving. Let's go after the repeat offenders. That's where the real problem is.
Still, in the end, Erpenbach says he believes .08 will pass in extraordinary session. The extraordinary session could happen as early as next Tuesday. Frederica Freiberg, Wisconsin Public Radio.